Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Haley Smith, owner of Hagstown Candle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, how did you get started with Hagstown? Because I know it's kind of a story.
Yeah. My hobby is collecting hobbies. So I've bounced around a lot of things over the years, and last year, I just decided I wanted to make candles. I don't know why. I just made that decision and got really into the science behind scent and candle making and wanting to produce something that is safe to have in your home, but is also just wonderful to have in your home. So I made Hagstown candles.
And you just kind of taught yourself as you went.
Yeah, there were some online forums and blogs that were really helpful. Armitage Candle Company has an amazing blog about all of the different steps along the way. So that was hugely helpful.
And your scents are very different compared to what you're used to seeing. You know, you're used to seeing like apple or caramel,
banana bread,
lavender, vanilla, all those things. So like, how did you kind of decide like what scents to do? And then just give me kind of like an overview of a couple of them.
Gotcha. So I wanted the scents that I made to be different than what you'd find in stores. I didn't want it to be like grandma's Yankee Candle or something you just kind of grabbed off the discount at TJ Maxx. Sorry, TJ Maxx. I love you. So I wanted my scents to kind of have this mysterious quality and like a depth to them, something that you wouldn't find in your everyday, but as soon as you smell it, it's like you need it. So I wanted to pair that concept with some kind of intriguing names as well, something that kind of adds a little of that mystique to your day. So my two best sellers right now are called Midnight Nectar and Echoes of a Seance. And Midnight Nectar has vetiver and moonflower. Vetiver is a root from like Latin America. It has a very specific earthy, cinnamony kind of scent. And then paired with the moonflower, you kind of get that sexy, kind of sensual, but also just so mysterious and unusual. Like you can't really place what the smell is, but as soon as you smell it, it's just,
it is amazing. Like that is, I remember like, so it made Here Market, and we'll talk about that later, but I went through like every single scent you had and was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What is that? And Echoes of a Seance was definitely one of those. And that's one of my favorites.
Yes. I love Echoes of a Seance. And that one is, it is lavender, but it also is paired with sweet tobacco and, leather. That's it. Suede. So you get these really comforting kind of feminine notes mixed in with these more like masculine depths, and it just somehow feels so like comforting and like childhood, but also just earthy. And
it makes me feel like I'm gonna go to a cabin in the woods and just smell like the world. I don't know if that makes sense as something to describe, but like for me, like in my head, that makes perfect sense. And then where did you come up with the names? You just...
So Echoes of a Seance was my hardest to come up with. I had played with other names before, and just none of them really sat right with me. And so when I finally hit on Echoes of a Seance, it's this idea that after the seance is over and everything's settled, but there's still this, like, when you come to a seance, it's usually someone yearning to make a connection with someone they've lost. And it's about remembrance and that comfort that you had from that person. So echoes of a seance, that smell is supposed to kind of have that same comfort and that same remembrance.
I love that.
Good. And, I mean, because it was really hard to come up with.
With the tobacco and the leather, like those are very comforting smells because it's like, you know, you think of like grandpa on the porch with his pipe and like maybe like either his jacket or his shoes or I love that. That makes total sense to me now, because before I was just like, oh, she picked cool names. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Haley Smith. Welcome back to The Scene. I'm here today talking to Haley Smith, proprietor of Hagstone Candle. So I was at the booth next to you at Made Here Market with the Biz Foundry this year. Yep. And this was your first time setting up. How did it go?
It went really well. I was actually really shocked how well it went. So this was my first year setting up with Made Here Market, but I've helped with the market, like managing it and setting up the event the 3 years before. So
yeah, you've cleaned coffee off of my photo prints when my table collapses. Yes. So
I'm very familiar with how the process goes and what can go wrong. So I felt really prepared on that side. It was just kind of getting ready for my first show and like introducing people to my candles and the necklaces and the things I'd been creating, which was really the first time as a crafter, I had made something and wanted to share it with people. Usually when I make things, I feel kind of very shy about sharing them. So doing this was very nerve-wracking for me. But people were so positive. People would come up and they would like open the candles, and you open a candle and you expect it to smell okay. And they kind of had that passive look on their face. And then they would just stop and go, ooh, and then grab someone and be like, you have to smell this. And that was amazing, just to have that kind of response and to know that you'd cause someone to have a moment in their day so special that they had to just like instantly share it with their friend or their family member who was with them. So that was great to get to see and know that I gave that to people.
I'm sure. And especially because, like, I mean, candles aren't hard to come by.
Yeah.
There's plenty of candle makers in town. There were some other ones at the market who are all incredible. Everyone does everything.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's a little bit different. So, like, I love that people could go to Walmart and buy a candle. Mm-hmm. So seeing them, like, connect with yours, it's like selling art. It's people could go to Hobby Lobby and buy a print for their wall. But if they buy it from you, it's just, like, it hits different. So
yeah.
I love that. And then you did the necklaces, too. So tell me a little bit about those. Because
okay.
Full disclosure, whoever's listening, I bought one of them because they are so cute and absolutely my vibe.
Good. So they are these walnut pendants that have pre-made holes in them. So they're laser engraved or laser cut to have that shape. And I just embroidered different designs into them. And most of them are kind of like star or sunburst shaped. But there's the one that you bought, which is like a sunrise over the water.
Which is like my favorite thing to take pictures of. So it worked out perfect.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that design. And people seem to really like it. So that was exciting. I wanted to kind of with the same concept as the candles. I wanted to make something that's more sustainable and more environmentally friendly, that's still beautiful, so that we live in a world of fast fashion and consumerism. And I wanted the things that I make to kind of feel special, but to also do the least harm. So that's kind of the idea behind the wood pendants and also the soy candles.
I like that because you're so right. Like, people just like, they buy things like that and just throw them out without giving it a second thought. And this, at least you can feel like, even if hopefully that's not what they do, hopefully they love and treasure it. But eventually, like, they're going to go through a candle or a necklace chain might break or it's just like not their thing anymore.
Yeah.
And so knowing that it's at least a little more sustainable and a little more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice.
I mean, it's not like it's saving the world or anything, but it helps me feel a little more conscientious, I guess.
And we all have to do, like, little things here and there.
Yeah.
You know, like, not one of us is going to be able to save the world.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, one single person. Some big corporations, sure, maybe. But it's like, I mean, for me, as a photographer, I like to make sure, like, on my website and when I do a show that I, like, have a link to Leave No Trace to remind people, like, yes, go out and explore these beautiful areas that I'm sharing. But also, pack it in, pack it out, leave only footprints, take only pictures, all of those things. Yeah. So
it's definitely a complicated issue when it comes to being an artist. Just so much of the different mediums, they deal with things that aren't always going to be environmentally sound, like especially photography. If you work in a dark room, those chemicals are can be very hazardous to the environment. And they're working on creating new chemicals that are less damaging and are more eco-friendly, but it's still a continuing process in the art world. So
Of course, we learn as we go.
Exactly.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Haley Smith. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Haley Smith of Hagstone Candle. So you have been kind of part of the art scene here for a while. You know a lot of people, especially from having helped with Made Here Market for a few years. How was the response from some of your friends in that world when you were like, I'm going to start doing this?
The response has actually been really overwhelming in a really great way. Because, I have a lot of friends who are artists or actors or photographers, and they create all of these amazing works. And it's really easy to kind of just feel like you're living in their shadow or like you couldn't do that. Which, not to say making candles is anywhere near the same level as a lot of people. But I started doing this, and then I started telling people. And like I said, I'm really shy about sharing the things I make. So there's always that fear that you're going to like open this door of opportunity, and on the other side is going to be this brick wall or something.
Or like the Babadook or something.
Yeah. And instead, it was just this long hallway of open doors and artists just inviting you in to collaborate or to like bounce ideas off each other, or where can I buy your candle, or where are you setting up next, or like how can I help? And it's just, it's so supportive. And if I had known that that was on the other side of this door, I would have done something like this a long time ago.
Well, I think that's one of those things that's really unique about Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland in general is, like, this community, it's so collaborative. It's so supportive. Like I was saying, like, there were at least two other candle makers at Made Here Market, but it's not competitive.
Yeah.
Everyone wants everyone to succeed. Have you found that?
I have, yeah. And there are other candle makers, and we're kind of all doing it in a slightly, in, like, a different enough way that there definitely is enough room for everyone. And I'm just excited to see how Cookeville's grown, honestly. Like, I grew up here, and where it is now versus where it was when I was 8 growing up in the 90s is just so different and such a great way.
I can imagine. And I've only been coming here since, I think, 2007, 2008, something like that. So seeing that change, and like even just seeing how Art Prowl has grown over the last several years, like, it's hitting the point now that people are like, they need to stop adding artists and stop because I don't have time to get to all of them in 2 days. I'm like, I don't ever thought of that. I'm just like excited that there's so many people.
Yeah.
And there's so many things to see. And every time I turn around, I'm like, ooh, I want that. Ooh, I want that. And I'm like, you need to stop. You will be broke.
No.
Like, Made Here Market, so I did that. I was very selective. I was like, okay, get a necklace from Haley, buy a couple pairs of earrings from different people, and that's it today. But you know, you're going to grab all these cards and go to their Etsy's and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just great having like that sense of community. I love it so much. Speaking of community, where can we find your stuff?
So right now I'm just in one store in Sparta. It's the Angry Ironsmith. It's
Jimmy Riley, who we love. Yes. He's been on the show.
Jimmy's phenomenal. I love him so much. But yeah, his shop's down there on the square, just like next to the
Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And like right by Fragrant Mushroom, or where Fragrant Mushroom where it used to be.
Yeah.
That's right. I keep forgetting they moved.
They're like on the back side of that row now. But hopefully I will start asking different stores in town here if they would like to carry my candles. And then, of course, there's always the possibility of Art Prowl or Christmas markets later on in the year.
So. Oh, absolutely. There's always chances of pop-ups and...
Yeah. Like I said, lots of open doors.
Lots of open doors. And even if they're not open, you just got to go up to it and give it a little tap, tap, tap and be like, hey, check me out. I'm awesome. Smell my candles.
Hi, I'm Haley. Smell my candles.
Start selling them for me, please. It's like trick or treat, smell my feet, but not disgusting. And can people find you on social media? Do you have a website?
I don't have a website yet, but I am on Facebook and Instagram as @HagstoneCandle.
Perfect. So everyone go check that out. Haley, thank you so much for joining me. And keep making delicious smells, and I'll keep buying them.
It's a deal.